do. You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, a lot of talk about why you can't really compare errors and people are doing it anyway. 832 says, you guys lost me with Allen Iverson was the best in a horrible era. Vince Carter, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Sam Cassell. Okay, you lost me at Sam Cassell.
Yeah. By the way, Allen Iverson, better than all of those players you just mentioned.
But Sam Cassell, great player. Big dog. See, that's
did he say exactly. Big dog?
He threw big dog in there, too.
Okay.
Well, that's why.
Good discussing basketball with you for the last time ever.
Yeah, thank you for making my point for me.
I think Shaq and Tim Duncan and Kobe Bryant have something to say about that.
Yeah. But those guys also like kind of bled into the other eras.
They kind of bled into three eras.
Well, yeah. they sort of started this era. That I think of them more of.
Well, I mean, Kobe and AI were the same draft class.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's just Kobe lasted a little longer.
Yeah, Shaq, yeah. I guess, kind of started when Hakeem was at his peak. So he crossed two eras as well.
713-780-ESPN. So there were the stretches there when Alonzo Mourning was leading teams to the brink of the finals.
Yeah.
That was bad basketball. No way around it. Anyway. Yeah, JD said he's brought up the same thing that we already talked about with the first 6 years. I don't know if I like this discussion or love it because I hope, in a way, you could talk about why people make these cases and how they pull stats out of their ass that don't necessarily apply. But at the same time, we're kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So, I know it's not Wednesday, but what are the odds of Grizzlies ruin the Warriors' best regular season record?
They're 13-point dogs or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think they are. And now, I might bet them to cover the 13 because the Warriors have... You could tell this is making them a little tight trying to get this record, but I think they'll get it.
Everybody's mad that I'm saying I still don't know if Carlos Correa is a top five player to start a team with. I think Carlos Correa is very good. I think I've made it pretty clear. I think Carlos Correa is very good. Top five, I don't know.
Hey, he's a wonderful player on a terrific trajectory.
It's fantastic to have him here in this city.
It is. But that's another one that.
But I would say also, just like I can't definitively say he's not a top five, I don't think he's one of those players where you can definitively say he is a top five. You know, I think he's one of those guys that's probably in the conversation.
Agreed.
But I think 100 games in, I don't know.
I like what I see out of him.
Of course.
I like what I think he's going to be. But I've also seen a lot of guys come into the league that look like this. And, you know, start off great. Nothing ever happens.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be the case here.
I hope it's not.
Let's try Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, sports guys?
Sports to you.
Hey, man, enjoy the show. Love the show. I don't understand. You know, I'm 30 years old, so, I mean, I had Akeem Olajuwon jerseys. I had Michael Jordan jerseys. I had Sean Kemp jerseys. You know, I had all that crap. I'm watching the NBA now. I played college basketball. I coached a little bit in high school, whatever. I don't understand. You know, and AJ, you just made my point for me, too. Why do we have to compare everything? Why does everything got to be a what if? Why can't we just say Isaiah Thomas was a hell of a point guard? Michael Jordan was one of the best basketball players ever. Steph Curry can shoot it from 35 feet. I don't know why we have to say, you know, what if could Steph Curry shoot it from 35 feet if Isaiah Thomas was guarding? Who cares? You know, why can't we just let these guys just be good or be great in whatever era they're in? You know, and I'm always making an out. What if Jerry Rice was drafted by the Houston Oilers? He wasn't, you know. He played for the 49ers and ended up being one of the greatest receivers ever. I can't change his team and change his era. It just is what it is, you know. So it's super frustrating to me that we always got to say what if, compare everything. So, that, I mean, that's just my opinion. I love the show, guys. I appreciate what you do. I enjoy listening to you every day.
Thank you. Well, that's just the world that we live in where things get compared. And in sports, it happens more than anything.
And part of it is, I know ESPN loves to do this with a lot of the shows. That's what First Take does. Some of it's a little bit lazy because it's just an easy topic to throw out there and get you riled up. But the reality is you don't know what an all-time great is until they're done.
Right.
And it's...
Well, somebody asked about J.J. Watt. It was Lamont bringing up J.J. Watt. And he says sometimes he thinks he's prematurely anointing J.J. Watt as greatness, but then he thinks about what he's done so far. And I think, dude, if you have a 3 or 4 year span like J.J. Watt's just had, no matter what happens for the rest of it, that's greatness.
Yeah, 3 defensive MVPs.
Now, if he retired tomorrow, would he be the greatest defensive player ever? Probably not.
No, because he has a lot more to accomplish to get there.
But if he retired tomorrow, would he go down as arguably the greatest Texan ever, or would he go down and be considered a great player? Undoubtedly. Undoubtedly, because what he's done so far is great. And if Steph Curry falls off the map at the end of this season after winning back-to-back MVPs and probably winning back-to-back championships, is that a great run? I would say yeah. I mean, he's done things over the last 2 years that have never been done by anyone. And when you do that, that's greatness.
Matt says, isn't the Warriors' greatness argument pointless unless they win 16 more games?
It is. This is all assuming that they will.
Even if they win the 73, which I expect them to, if they don't win the title,
it's not that Bulls team was better. Bulls team's not better. Even a discussion.
Yeah.
But the problem is the argument only goes one way with a lot of people, particularly people who are desperately grasping onto the past greatness, that if the Warriors don't win 16, there's no way they're better than the Bulls. If the Warriors do win 16, they're still not better than the Bulls. That's the difference.
Yeah. So he says, why can't everybody just appreciate greatness with analytics nowadays? Everybody thinks they're an expert in comparing players from the past. Just grab the popcorn and sit back and enjoy it. I mean, it's okay to analyze it.
Yeah.
And it's okay to have these discussions. I just think the people who have their mind made up one way or the other right now, it's a little silly. Oh, I know that Bulls team's better. I saw that Bulls team. They're much better. There's no way these Warriors could beat those Bulls. Well, you don't know that. The whole thing's purely speculative, which is what we're doing here. I like enjoying it. I want to see him win 73 and then see him losing the playoffs because it'd be funny because AJ would melt down.
Oh, I'd lose it.
I this is about my entertainment.
This is about me being right. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I know. And I'd kind of like to see you be wrong just because it'd be funny to me. And that's all. This is about entertainment. I like being entertained.
Tim says, I'm starting to hope Warriors get upset so we can stop these ridiculous comparisons. The thing is, the comparisons aren't that ridiculous, but of course you're hoping the Warriors get upset because everybody that's not Warriors fan is hoping the Warriors get upset.
Well, that's because people like to see teams like this lose, too.
Yeah. And it's the same with a lot of, I mean, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. For every Lakers fan there is out there, there's someone who hates the Lakers. That's just the way it is. And the Warriors aren't traditionally one of those teams, but when you start to do things like what the Warriors are doing,
when you're mashing records and threatening
the sanctity of the greatest ever.
Yeah.
People don't like that.
No, they don't. Okay.
People my age, super protective of Michael Jordan. Super protective.
It's because of Space Jam.
I think so. Such a great film.
He was the first guy that was really marketed.
Yeah.
And the truth is, if I'm going to play the old man game on my era, Magic Johnson. I would have taken Magic Johnson over Michael Jordan. But realistically, you know, I get the whole Jordan thing. But Magic never quite got the run because ESPN was just getting started. When Magic first came in the league, they were still playing championship games on what the heck? Are you trying to make that bigger for me, John? Is that a...
That's what she said.
Is that a Chris Steve? Is that what that is? Or now it's gone black on me.
No, it's coming back.
Is it?
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, I don't know what the heck we got going on here.
John messed up our whole screen.
You know, he's trying to help. Okay, so whoever's on line three, that's who I was going for. I think that's line three.
Hey, guys, sports.
Hey, sports.
All right. Since we're doing the comparing game today, I'm going to go off the wall a little bit. Who do you think would make the greatest super baby? A combination of J.J. Watt and Ronda Rousey or Serena Williams and Tiger Woods? Thank you.
I'll go J.J. Watt and Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. See, he's going out with Kate Hudson.
I thought yesterday he was going out with Paige Van Zandt.
It's hey, now he's turning into a baller, man.
Okay, let's just go over the last 3 days. Sunday and like going back months before that, J.J. Watt didn't have time for chicks ever since the Wozniacki thing. He didn't have time for chicks. He was too focused on football. Monday, he's dating Paige Van Zandt. Tuesday, he's dating Kate Hudson. Suddenly, he seems super distracted by vagina.
Well, it's off season.
I don't know. How come I don't get the
tiara? I don't know.
I'm not worthy of the star. I'm not worthy of the star.
Hmm. What a charmed life that guy's living, right?
Hey, man, ride that wave, brother. That's what I would do. If I were in that position, I would. If I were him, I would be dating every famous chick I could.
Yep.
And I would be trying to make the Cristiano Ronaldo list.
Kate Hudson has a pretty good list.
Yeah, she does. She's got some athletes on her list, too.
I'd like to, like, you know, we're thinking about where J.J. Watt or where Kate Hudson ranks on J.J. Watt's list. Where do you think J.J. Watt ranks on Kate's list?
Houston fan isn't going to want to hear this, but not very high, I would think.
I don't know. She's had some good ones.
Yeah, she has. Greater than, I don't know. We'd have to go through her list, but I would bet he'd be kind of on the low end of her list.
Okay. As far as fame?
Yeah, and I bet she's on the high end of his list. I don't know that I've seen him with bigger than Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
Kate Hudson greater than Caroline Wozniacki.
Oh, yeah.
Greater than Paige Van Zandt.
I have a list.
You do?
Of Kate Hudson. We'll do it when we come back because it's a stupid slideshow. So I'll have to write down the names.
All right, so do we have a J.J. Watt list so we can compare?
I think we know all of J.J. Watt's,
well,
right?
Sydney LaRue, right?
Yeah.
Went out with her.
Kate Hudson, allegedly Paige Van Zandt, and Caroline Wozniacki.
Okay. Those are the famous ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll get you Kate Hudson's.
And he also had a little, he didn't get some from like Jennifer Aniston, but she was all swoony over him too.
Didn't she have bad breath?
I think that's what I hear.
Yeah.
She's also married. We should have asked John Mayer.
Yeah, we should have. We had the chance.
He knows.
Why didn't you think of that? I think he pours scope down her throat before anyway. And we are back on the Blitz. You just showed me Jason Pierre-Paul's hand. I may have to go throw up.
John, have you seen the hand?
No.
Oh, man.
I'll Google it.
Oh, it's so...
How can he ever punch the clown again with that?
It is so gross.
It was his left hand, right?
Let me see. No, that's a right hand.
Mm.
That's a right hand. That poor man.
Mm.
It is... Oh.
7-1.
Like, if you break that out on a chick...
He's rich enough. It's probably okay.
She's getting away from that thing.
Yeah. Okay. And JD, you're losing all credibility when he talks about, you mean flag basketball, Bulls would sweep if they were allowed to play defense. So the Knicks are better. The 96 Knicks are better than these Warriors. They won a game against them. And so Seattle. Okay, Seattle's better than these Warriors. That Bulls team blasted through the playoffs, but they did lose some games. 713-780 ESPN. Fred, saw you in the tunnels today. Looking good, my man. Thank you, 713. Yeah, this one of those things that drives me nuts. The wife sends me a text, hey, you want to go to lunch? I'm like, yeah, cool, let's go get a hamburger. Great. I go over there, and there's this really good hamburger place not too far from her office. And she just walks right past it. I'm like, well, I thought we were getting hamburgers. It's like, we are. She has to walk all the way to the other side of downtown in the tunnels to go to Fuddruckers. And I'm like, why do we pass this place to go to Fuddruckers? She goes, I have to get in 10,000 steps today.
No.
This round trip is 3,500 steps. I'm like, what?
That Fitbit life.
Yeah, she's obsessed with it. I notice you're kind of into it too now. But yeah, that was her whole reason.
I'm obsessed with it. It keeps reminds me that I'm lazy, but it's not if I don't hit my 10,000, I don't have to kill myself.
And of course her average is way up because we did so much walking. We were in Vegas, and now she feels like she's got to do that every day. And I'm kind of like, you know, I just wanted a burger, man. I didn't need cuz I actually was stuck on the elevator for like 5 minutes, so I was running late. So I jogged over to her place, and then we wound up walking that far. And I'm kind of like, okay, this was a bad idea. Lunch isn't worth it. Decent burger, though. All right, let's John, you have the list, right? Let's do this.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right, hold on. So this is Kate Hudson's list.
All right.
Matthew Bellamy was one of them.
I'll go. All right, so let's play. JJ, greater than or lesser than Matthew Bellamy?
Who's Matthew Bellamy?
I'll go greater than.
I think he's an actor.
Okay, I'm going
to
go greater.
What's he in?
I'll have to look this up.
We haven't heard of him, so we'll go JJ.
So the next one probably goes, JJ will go below this guy, but A-Rod is the next one.
Yeah, A-Rod greater than.
A-Rod greater than JJ, yeah. Oh, yeah, Matthew Bellamy.
He's a songwriter. He's a musician.
Oh, he's the guy from Muse.
Oh, okay.
I'll still take JJ.
Man, Muse is a pretty big band. But here's a couple facts about Matt Bellamy. A, he's 5'7". I mean...
How many Twitter followers does he have?
That's a good question.
That's your go-to, right?
Matt Bellamy on Twitter, 475,000.
Which is, compared to JJ...
It's got to be less than, I would assume.
No, I think we looked JJ up one time, and it was like 500.
You know, athletes, it's always
it's pretty close.
1.82 million.
Okay, so JJ wins.
Yeah, and also Matthew Bellamy, not a great looking guy.
Okay.
No, I mean, just based on the picture of his Wikipedia, like when it pulls up the Google images, no, it's not great.
So, and then the next one's A-Rod. I'm guessing
A-Rod
above JJ,
greater than JJ. A-Rod got a $250 million contract and is arguably the best shortstop of all time.
And if he plays two more years, he's going to break the home run record.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Now, this one might be on par.
And handsome.
This one might be on par, Adam Scott.
I'll take JJ.
JJ over I'll take Adam JJ. Scott. Yeah, I mean, Adam Scott is a good golfer, but he's not anything special. And it's golf.
Lance Armstrong.
One ball. I mean...
But I think
I'll give Lance the edge on that one.
Because I think he's more recognizable. Dude.
So?
Okay. All right. And this one is easy. Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger. Much bigger.
This one was just a rumor, but Baron Davis.
I'll take JJ over
I'll
Baron
take JJ
Davis.
JJ too, yeah.
Dax Shepard. He's an actor.
I know Dax Shepard.
Yeah,
no.
He's married to. I forgot who he's married to. He's married to.
Somebody that my wife loves.
I'm blanking on her name.
Kristen Bell.
Yes.
Yeah, my wife loves her.
So JJ greater than Dax Shepard.
Yep.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, so he's pretty okay on this
list.
He's
high on the list, yeah.
Higher than I thought he'd be.
And this one probably will go against JJ, Owen Wilson.
JJ's more handsome than Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson's bigger, though.
Owen Wilson, a bigger deal. He's a bigger voice.
And so, the last one, she was married to him for about 7 years, and he's from the Black Crowes, Chris Robinson.
That's a tough one. I love the Black Crowes, but they're not as relevant now.
No, they not now, I would say.
I'll go JJ currently.
So what number would he be on her list?
He would be
much higher than
I
would have
thought. Three or four?
he would be fourth. No, fifth. Fifth.
Okay.
Ledger, Armstrong, which was up for debate, A-Rod, and Owen Wilson was above him.
Okay. That's pretty good. Now, JJ's list, we've already done, right, that we know of?
Yes.
Sidney LaRue, soccer player.
Kate Hudson is greater.
Caroline Wozniacki, tennis player.
Kate Hudson.
What was the other recent? Oh, Paige Van Zandt.
Kate Hudson.
Okay. Number one on his list. And yeah, there's your update.
Kate Hudson's a little, I don't know.
It's your update on JJ's love life. He needs to up his game, though. This is a good move for him. This is like getting a, this is like going from doing a Ford commercial to doing a Mercedes commercial. He's upgrading here. This is good for him. I think it's good for his image. 713-780-ESPN is your number. How about we try... Oh, we're going to break. I hear music in the background. I was going to take a phone call. My buddy Justin Van Zandt. I recognize that voice. Reminder that all the music we do on Tuesdays, all from local artists. And John tweets out from the Degenerates 975 account who all these guys are. So if you like something you hear, then go check them out, man. And not only that, on our ESPN app, it lists all the songs and artists. So if you like something you hear, man, you can go there and find out about it and go support all these guys. Good dudes.
Oh, Tracy points out Nick Jonas was Kate's last fling.
Nick Jonas is a child.
So is JJ.
Is Nick Jonas older than JJ Watt?
Nick Jonas, I believe, is 23.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to start playing a game like to do giveaways. I thought about this today because I saw a random thing that said Gwen Stefani is older than Ted Cruz.
Really?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come up with a game where I give you two celebrities, and if you get a few right in a row, we'll give them a prize.
I think it's a good plan.
It'll take me some time to build a database.
Yeah.
But I can do that.
But once you do that, it'll be easy. You can just go this or that.
So coming at some point, like you remember when I had the I had a huge database of porn star names and things like that, and I would just give the name and they'd have to decide what they did. This was before male golf or female golf or Chinese food. I played a game that was essentially that. I'm not saying that someone stole an idea. But we can go to that kind of a game.
I think
it's fascinating to figure out how old people are.
I just don't think we should ever go back to gay or not.
Since
we hurt somebody's feelings over that. When I thought we were honoring gay people, we were doing this game, whether an actor had played a gay character
they were gay,
in a movie.
Or they'd play a gay character.
Right. And we kind of thought it was flattering, and someone was very upset and swore to never listen to us again who was gay, and it hurt our feelings. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Jerome Solomon is up next on The Blitz, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On your knees, dog.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we'll get right back to your phone calls in just a bit. But right now, our good friend, Houston Chronicle columnist. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon, one of the top columnists in America. And it's official. Jerome Solomon. What's up, buddy?
That's what they say. Not much. Just relaxing.
Yeah?
And actually, I was laughing really hard at the Kate Hudson thing. Cause I think AJ and I said it at the same time, like, who is whatever that first guy's name was? The guy with Muse that I wasn't very familiar with. I was like, I assume JJ is a little more popular than he is.
Yeah,
he
got big. And plus, he's 5'7". I mean, listen, no offense, John. That's a tough thing to overcome, okay?
Why would you call out John? He's not 5'7". Like, not without lips? That's wrong. Sorry,
John. You want to talk?
But I'm taller than you are. Man, speaking of just low blows, John, go find, there's an audio clip from ESPN and with Tracy McGrady and Robert Horry just happened a little while ago. McGrady jokingly says something, you know, to Horry about, man, seven championships rings. Can I have one? And he was just joking, right? And Horry gave a serious answer like, no, you got to earn it. And the look on Tracy's face, he just was crushed. It was hilarious. So I actually, it was so painful. I felt bad for him.
All right. Well, I can't see the look on his face on radio, though. That's the only problem.
But you can. But then you can hear him say, "Damn." So, it comes across quite well, I'm sure.
Well, let's start with basketball here because your Rockets win and they get a chance to go in and get whacked by the Warriors. It's kind of our thought. It's better to have that one ping pong ball than go in there and get blasted. But I'd like to hear your opinion on it.
I mean, I think it's debatable. I really do, because you're a Patrick Beverly rolled up knee on Steph Curry from possibly doing something weird and unusual to the Warriors too. So that you have, in fact, you have a lot higher percentage on you. What are your odds Wednesday tomorrow on that versus the ping pong ball landing and getting you, you know, a top three pick. So that you have that, and then
the hell?
Did we lose? What is going on here?
He just dropped his phone in traffic.
No, Jerome is going to blame us on this.
Yeah, no, it sounded like he just dropped his phone while he was driving, and yeah, he's. I hope he didn't die in a car accident. I'd almost feel guilty if that happened.
That would be sad.
Yeah, because we'd be talking about. Jerome was in a car accident, and then we find out later he really was. It's like, oh, that kind of sucks. That'd be a terrible thing. All right, well, we'll try to get Jerome back.
Hopefully we do. Hopefully we can recover from this.
Well, there's a check mark, so I think he's back.
You'd almost feel guilty? Here I am dying for your show. You know, can you imagine your ratings and people... listening into the podcast of me dying on air.
Hey, man.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it would, because you think about that, go viral. That would be one of the hugest things ever. I really appreciate you thinking about making that sacrifice for the show.
Oh, and I guess that's why you would only almost feel guilty, because you'd actually feel happy.
No, I'd feel bad, but I'd take advantage of it. I'm not stupid.
Indeed. But no, what I was saying was, it's, you know, they're trying to woo free agents in the offseason as well. And, you know, with these players, it makes a difference that you have a team that made the playoffs versus one that didn't. And you'll be bringing in a new head coach. And, you know, the last thing you want is for free agents to go, well, Daryl Morey doesn't know anything about running a team. You'd much rather go into free agency coming off the playoffs. You might get lucky and win a game or two and make it competitive at least, and go, like, look how close we were, and we don't have our coach, and Dwight Howard's not going to be here, and he was the problem. You can blame Dwight for everything, but it'll be a lot harder to do if you don't make the playoffs. So, you know, I don't have a strong feeling about it either way, but I'm always, you play to win all the ways. That's just the way it is, because you never know what can happen, and they have as good a chance of being one of those eight seeds to be the number one as anybody. Because, no, like don't. I said, Patrick Beverly can take Steph Curry out.
If Steph Curry's head fell off, they'd still beat the Rockets in five.
You never know. Yeah, that sounds right. But remember, the Warriors were almost as good as they are now last year, and the Rockets should have come back from Oakland with the lead in that series.
I guess I feel this is almost like one of those situations where Johnny Jones just says, you know what, we're not going to play in the NIT because this whole Ben Simmons, this debacle needs to just come to an end. We need to just wipe this season clean from the slate and we'll start over next year. I feel like that's what the Rockets need, because I feel like there's been so much drama and nonsense surrounding this team that winning two games against the Warriors would not suddenly make free agents go, you know what? Maybe I could go play there. I just don't see it.
Yeah, but see, that's where you're wrong. See, you're in the bubble, and there hasn't been any drama with the Rockets at all. No, nobody's gotten arrested. Nobody's gotten into a fight. They can't even make the ESPN quote sheet, you know, or running on somebody saying something outlandish or anything. They've been non-existent throughout the season, except for here in Houston. They've been just good and average all year. So, I mean, there isn't any controversy. It's as far as the league goes, they're like, oh, well, you know, they were injured early on with Demo and Terrence Jones. In fact, Tom Thibodeau said that this morning, you know, they were injured early with those two guys were out, and Dwight Howard couldn't play back-to-back games, and that's why they got off to a sluggish start. He's wrong. But, of course, he's kind of getting ready to interview for the job, too. But, no, I mean, I just think they have a better chance of getting free agents if they look like they can play basketball. And you got to make the playoffs when all it takes is a 500 record to do it. I mean, it's embarrassing that you can't go 500 with the group of players that they have.
No, they can go 500 because that's what they've been all year since they were 21-21. Yeah. They've been the exact same team for the past 2 months.
And that's who they are, exactly. But, you know, I mean.
But to your point about this Warriors team being close to last year's, this Rockets team is not close to last year's Rockets team. That's the difference.
Exactly, but they don't have to be. They only have to be that for a couple of games to win a couple of games. And it was specifically to AJ's point about it wouldn't matter if Steph Curry, you know, was knocked out. I think it would matter quite a bit, you know.
That's Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle. Did you go out to the opener last night for your Astros?
Indeed, I did. Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was the crowd. I mean, I've been to a bunch of these openers, and you always get a big crowd because of the first game. But you could actually tell the difference. I mean, it was a playoff atmosphere. They were loud and ready, and everybody's dressed in orange. I mean, it was pretty crazy. I have to give them full credit for that. We haven't seen that in about 10 years, so we'll see how long they're able to maintain it and what it means. But, you know, of course, they played good baseball and got a good start, but even Kobe Rasmus, he's like, man, it was like I was back in the playoffs again. And that just made all the difference in the world for that team, and it'll make a difference going forward to play in front of 30-plus thousand every night instead of what they were playing with a couple of seasons ago. So it should be a fun summer with this group. You know, and they're going to need their pitching to hold up because they're going to score runs. That's just all there is to it. This offense is too good. There's too many talented players for them not to. So and if you keep scoring runs, even if the pitching doesn't hold up, it's still entertaining.
That's Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. You can read his work in the Houston Chronicle. Jerome, appreciate the time as always, my friend. Look forward to talking to you next week.
And root for me to live and survive these calls.
No,
okay?
I want you to live, but if you're going to die.
But if I don't make it, that's okay.
No, if you don't make it, just don't make it while you're on air talking to us.
Don't just die on my own. Die on air.
Exactly. That's what I want to do. I think that would be great ratings for AJ and Jong and whoever comes next. You know, sometimes you just got to consider other people. Don't be so damn selfish.
Take one for the team.
Exactly. All right, man. Later. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We do want to thank you for joining us.
No,
this is incredible. You'll be back during the playoffs at some point,
yes,
so we will look forward to that. Seven rings.
Can
you just loan him one?
This one.
Yeah, dog, you got to earn it. It would be right if I gave it to you, right? You did a lot of great things in NBA, but you know.
And we're back on The Blitz. That was the Tracy McGrady thing that Jerome was referencing. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN 97.5.com. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we take you to Fresno, California, where a man was watering his lawn.
All right.
That happens a lot, right?
Happens a lot.
You water your lawn, right?
I do. I don't like go out with a hose like an old man and spray water on the lawn. I have a sprinkler system.
Well, this guy
was a modern American.
This guy was out there with a hose.
Okay. Well,
actually, two hoses because he was completely naked.
Oh.
Watering his lawn.
Oh, boy.
And so neighbors called the police. When they got there, he was sitting in his yard drinking a beer, still completely naked. The 37-year-old Robert Lopez, the police asked him to put his clothes back on. He refused, threw the glass beer bottle at them. The bottle missed, but Lopez continued threatening the deputy, saying that he would get a gun and shoot him. He went back in the house and returned with an 8-inch knife.
Oh.
Yeah. Just,
I was going to say, wow, what a man.
Yeah, about to say, it's probably a good thing to walk around naked if you had an 8-inch blade. But he came back with an 8-inch blade that he threw at the deputy. Backup arrived. They used a beanbag round from a shotgun. And he was placed into custody. He faces felony charges of assault with a deadly weapon on a peace officer. Thank God it wasn't an assault with a not-so-deadly weapon. Resisting arrest and a misdemeanor for indecent exposure. So, there you go. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Striving for success, S. Do you think Jeff Van Gundy would be interested in the Rockets job again, and who would be your number one candidate? I don't know who's going to be available yet.
I don't think Jeff Van Gundy will be.
I think he would take it. He likes living in Houston. I think he wants to get back to coaching.
He's had chances before?
To get back to the Rockets?
You think it's like the Rockets in particular a job he'd want?
Yeah, because I think he likes living in Houston.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
He'd like coaching James Harden?
Well, he might be able to get something out of James Harden. I don't know.
Because I know everybody always says Tom Thibodeau. I don't think Tom Thibodeau would want to come deal with James Harden. I don't think he could coach him.
Oh, well, maybe he would get it to work. I don't know. I mean, he got it to work with Derrick Rose. Of course, Derrick Rose was never on the court.
Right.
But, all right, let's squeeze in a couple phone calls before we get to the top. Martin, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing sports.
All right, sports to you guys. Hey, this is my first time calling in. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, you're welcome. I'll
just make a couple of points. We can't really compare the Warriors to the 96 Bulls because it's two different eras. You know, Commissioner Stern changed the rules to prevent players from getting hurt and causing fights and not making the NBA, you know, a popular sport to watch. It's kind of like LeBron James comparing LeBron James to Michael Jordan. You know, I'm a LeBron fan, but I don't think LeBron's better than Michael Jordan. You know, is he a great player? Definitely, he's a great player, but he's not better than Michael Jordan. The Warriors have to not only win tomorrow to make 73, and also win the championship, another chance. Because remember, the Bulls won; they came off of a three-peat, took a break, and then won three more championships with that 73 win. So. The Warriors not better than the Bulls. They're a great team, but they're not better than the Bulls. Thanks, guys, for my call.
Well, I mean, listen, everybody's entitled to an opinion. I do think era plays a lot into it.
And if you're talking about one season comparisons, though, and greatest seasons, that's different than greatest teams.
Right.
Because in the grand scheme of things, yeah, they got to go and win four more after this if they do it to be in that conversation. But as far as one season, which is what the conversation is.
You can make an argument.
Yeah, you can. All right, one more. Ernest. What's up, Ernest?
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you, Ern. You mind if I call you
Ern? I don't care which era they playing in. The Warriors are a great team, and I hope they do win the championship. And I'm a Laker fan. But yeah. I just get sick and tired of hearing these Rocket fans and these past Bull fans try to discredit what they doing. Just enjoy the greatness and get ready to get swift. Maybe we in one game if you win the night.
Ern, how old are you, Ern?
46.
I can't believe it. This is a middle-aged man talking like this. That's unheard of.
Exactly. Just enjoy the greatness, man. Forget about what the Bulls did. The Bulls was the Bulls. The Warriors are the Warriors. But that's the way people are, man. Jealousy, man. And jealousy will get you nowhere. And as far as Carlos Correa, James Harden, and J.J. Watt, long as they on the Houston team, y'all won't be holding up no championship trophy.
All right.
Well, that was kind of a nasty little shot there at the end with the city of Houston.
I like that guy, though.
I did, too, right up until that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell you what, when you go dig up Dr. Jerry Buss, you'll start winning championships again, too, yeah. Mr. Laker fan. I'm going to play that game. Good call, otherwise. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, would you like some betting advice next segment on the hockey playoffs?
Sure.
I'm going to just do a couple minutes on it because I know most people don't care about hockey, but some of you watch the playoffs and done a lot of research, and I'm going to pump at a couple of things here. So I'll just blast through each series real quick and tell you what and why. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.